Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's your host, Alisa Nicole. Happy Saturday to my listeners. If you're at work and you happen to listen to me on Monday or throughout the week, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Happy Monday to some, whoever, wherever you are at, and however you choose to listen on whatever, you know, however you get to listen to Alisa Nicole Live. You can listen to Alisa Nicole Live on blogtalkradio.com, and that's Alisa Nicole Live. Make sure you share with your family, friends, whomever you choose to share with that you listen to Alisa Nicole Live. I appreciate it. So, and you can also, of course, catch live episodes, or you'll know when new shows air on Alisa Nicole Live Twitter page at Love Alisa Nicole. That's Love Alisa Nicole. So happy New Year. I'm so happy that you're joining me. It's a new year. And today, on today's show, we're talking health, love, and your 9-to-5. Health, love, and your 9-to-5. That's wonderful, right? Really, with health, love, and your 9-to-5, you know, when I first, you know, got to, you know, to thinking about today's show and, you know, just health, love, and your 9-to-5 and what does it mean? And I was like, you know what? So what about health, love, and your 9-to-5? What about it? Well, when I think about health, love, and your 9-to-5, the first thing some might think about is, you know, okay, is my 9-to-5 getting in the way of my health? You know, and love, okay? But, you know, what that means, you know, to me, you know, I got to thinking about some things. And so what are you doing? What exactly is it that you're doing? What are you doing in regards to health? And my best advice, I always tell my listeners to seek the advice of a professional when necessary, and you of course use your best judgment. Everything that you hear, what you hear on Alisa Nicole Live, is strictly the opinion of Alisa Nicole Live. In regards to health, you know, taking care of yourself, and in regards to love, and no one can, another person, right? They might give you advice about health and love and everything that gets in the way, and some individuals choose to maybe speak to a professional, you know, if it ever got to that point, you know, where you're like, you know what, even like in, you know, in relationships with marriages. Well, you know, have you ever had that talk? You know, well, and this is kind of off topic, so I'm not going to really, because this is a new year. So let me just say this, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to feel your best, and I've said this before, use your best judgment, okay? So New Year, happy New Year. And you hear the term a new year. But for me, you know, what are you doing? You know, that's what is it? Okay, exercising, eating right, okay? Are you doing the things that it takes, right? But when I think about the 9-to-5, okay, is that 9-to-5 getting in the way? And what I found myself doing, not too long ago, last year, as the year ended, I found myself being really busy, you know, working and this and that, and I'm like, you know, am I doing the things that I need to do to make sure, you know, that Alisa, you know, that Alisa Nicole, you know, is, you know, where she should be? And that's sometimes a question that people have to ask themselves. Am I doing what I need to do? You know, is this, so when we think about the 9-to-5, certainly we're not quitting our jobs, right? We're not running out the door saying, you know what, I quit. I quit because this 9-to-5, it's getting in the way. I really like to be on a date with, this guy, that I'm really feeling, or I really like to be, you know, on a date with this, you know, woman that I'm really feeling. What is it? Right? We can't do that. We can't go put in our 2 weeks notice all the time, right? Tell our boss, you know what? I quit. Because you know what, I got other things to do. I have to think about, my health, my love. What it gets to is, health, love, and your 9 to 5. So it's about maintaining a lifestyle, right? And we've heard that it's about maintaining a lifestyle. So what are you doing? So, exercising. How does exercising in our 9 to 5? Do I have time for that? Do I have time for my 9 to 5 and exercising and eating right? Well, of course you do. Okay. So this is really funny. So I'm going to move, things along here. So this is kind of funny. And I was sitting here and I'm thinking, gosh. So a protein shake or a smoothie. So to think about it, we're talking health, love, and your 9 to 5. And that's what it's all about for Elise and Nicole, your host. A smoothie or a protein shake or a smoothie. That's what it's about for me. And so life must be good, right? But I have so much stuff on my plate, really. A protein shake or a smoothie. So what, to my listeners out there, I don't know. In the new year, that's where I'm at, I guess, So what do you think your host chose? A smoothie, a protein shake, or a smoothie? A smoothie or a protein shake? Well, guess what? I found myself actually with the protein shake, and I'm like, okay, you know what? All right. I can do the protein shake thing. I can do the protein shake. And someone that I know, my sister, she used to, or my sister, she's told me before, Elisa, try the protein shakes, and I'm like, okay, But really, I've thought about the protein shakes, and I know she's done the protein shakes, and hopefully she's okay with me sharing that. But what I want to say is this, of course, it's all about me. When I choose, what I choose, do I want the protein shake or do I want the smoothie? So health, love, and your 9 to 5, and really what I really want to say is this. Don't let your 9 to 5, right? With your 9 to 5. So do what it takes. Does this get in the way? Don't let your 9 to 5 get in the way. But there's a lot of other different things. So with that being said, just make it work. There's no other way that I can put it is other than to say just make it work. Make things work the way that it should work, the way that you want it to work, so that health, love, and your 9 to 5 meshes so that it takes you to that place that you want it to take you to, okay? Now, okay, love, where does it fit in? Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. Valentine's Day is quickly approaching us. And so what I'll say is this, with Valentine's Day quickly approaching us, love, where does it fit in? Okay, so I got some really great stuff to share. Maybe I have time to share some really great stuff. So by the way, just so you know, you can certainly call your host if you have a comment or if you just want to talk to me. The host call-in number, or not the host, that's me, and I'm certainly not calling into work today. but you can, if you'd like to my listeners out there, if you'd like to call and speak to your host, 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. Again, 929-477-1308 to speak to your host, Elisa Nicole. You're listening to Elisa Nicole Live, and thank you for joining me. We're talking health, love, and your 9 to 5. Okay, so wedding season is approaching. Wedding season is approaching, and this is really wonderful. And not to, without getting too far ahead of myself, I'm like, okay, so I start thinking about some things, and we're at a new day and age, right, where as a woman, you know, we get to a certain age where we're like, okay, maybe I want to have a child now. Maybe I want to have this. Maybe I want to have a child now. Okay. So we're talking wedding season, and are you ready to finally, you know, settle? Not settle like I'm settling for this person, but are you finally ready to take things to the next step? It's wedding season, you know, soon Valentine's Day, and of course proposals happen on Valentine's Day, right? Does that still happen? Okay, so let me just say this. You're 9 to 5, okay? So we're checking back in. Health, love, and you're 9 to 5. And with that being said, okay, fellas, if you thought about last year proposing to someone, then this is what I'd say, okay? Make sure that we're where we should be. A great way to make sure you're where you should be, exercising, right? Okay, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, making sure that you're doing what it takes, that you're not just, you know, okay, well, you know, I don't really feel like it, you know, eating right, you know, making sure, you know, you're eating right, and staying on, you know, so that you get to the place where you need to, okay? So you can quickly find yourself, right, in so many different directions. People are taking you in so many different directions. I know, you know, with that 9 to 5, like I said, some people just are like, look, I'm ready to put my 2 weeks in. You want to make sure, though, that you don't let that get in the way of your plan. So who's planning on being proposed to? And with that being said, you have to do your part too, right? So it's not just the fellow's job to, you know, propose to the woman. The woman has to do her part too. So with this health, love, and your 9 to 5, you want to make sure that you're where you should be. If that's how you choose, you know, for some people they like that, you know, well, they just like kind of doing this, doing that. Some people don't like planning, right? Some people just like spontaneous, you know, just whatever, wherever life takes me, and that's okay too. But I guess the thing is with this is, you know, what do you want? What do you want? And if you're happy, then great. And if you're not, then make sure you do what it takes to make things different. Okay, let's see here. So, okay, well, what about the rest of the year? So what about that? Maintain a lifestyle that keeps you feeling the best way you'd like, okay? Don't let work get in the way. Take a day to yourself. Save vacation and PTO time, and that's huge. Saving vacation and PTO time, you know, a lot of times people do throughout the year, and then you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, you have Thanksgiving, and then you have, you know, all these different holidays and planning and celebrations, and you're taking days off of work, and then the new year, okay, I need to take some time. And then before you know it, your PTO and vacation time, there it is. And some people do that, and then the rest of the year, you know, you're calling into work, you know, and then it's, okay, do I still have a job, you know, and now you're stressed. I'm trying to tell you, people, you know, make things work, right? That's it. Make things work the way it should work. Why are you living a stressful life? Why? That's something that you have to deal with. You have to want to make a change. You've heard that. You have to want to make a change. I've heard this. And I'm not going to, stress, you know, the issue because really this is a new year. And I really, if you're happy, great. Okay, and that's what it's about. Some people think health, loving, your 9 to 5. Okay, well, what's wrong? No, I'm saying what's right. And if it's right, then great. Health, loving, your 9 to 5, doing what it takes. If you're happy, wonderful. You know, staying in shape, and I'm not going to, you know, I've talked about this, and if you're staying in shape, and I've told people, you know, finding whatever it is that keeps you where you should be. Okay. So don't let things, just make sure you don't let things get in the way of what you want for your life. 9 to 5 is huge because that can take you to so many different places, people. That can take you to so, your 9 to 5 can take you to so many different places. I'm telling you that. Ask me about it. Why do I feel that way? Ask me. Why? Your 9 to 5 can take you to so many places, and before you press that apply button, make sure you think about it, is what some might say. Make sure you think about it. Why? Because it directly affects your health and love, does it? I don't know. Does that person who you're thinking about asking on a date, are they going to like your 9 to 5? Did you think about that? Do you make enough money? Did you think about that? Are you staying in shape? Did you think about that? And I know you might not want to hear it, okay? And I know that might get a little bit, you know, love me for who I am. Love me for who I am, okay? Is your 9 to 5? I'm telling you, your 9 to 5. Is it fitting in with your health and love? Well, it better, right, if it's paying your bills. But let me tell you this, health, love, and your 9 to 5, or maybe it doesn't, or maybe it's time to find something new. I don't know. That's you have to want whatever it is you want. I can't want it for someone else. Someone else can't want it for me. If it works, wonderful. So here, this is what I'll say. Love. No. Today is today, and that's a good way to put it. Today is today. So just making sure that today works the way you want it to, so that, you know, and that really sets things the way it should be. But today is today. Don't do so much worrying, you know, and don't let work get in the way. We've heard that, and I want to hear something different. Don't let work get in the way. But if you keep hearing that, then what is it? Don't let work get in the way. If you keep hearing that, what is it? What is it? Okay, so let's talk about this. Save vacation PTO time, and I just said that, okay? That is one of the easiest ways to make yourself feel like, you know what, I can go back to work tomorrow, maybe, for some people. Let me take a day off. Maybe it's just too much at the office, and you're like, you know what, it ain't worth it for me. I gotta go. Talk to you later. I'm not really feeling what it is that you have to say. You know what I mean? For some people, it's that way. So now your host, Elise Nicole, this is how I feel. With, you know, health, love, and your 9 to 5, well, if it's what I want to do, then it should be the way that I want, right? But we have to take things into consideration that it's not always the way that we want things. The 9 to 5 may not always be the way that we want it. This goes back to health and love, and therefore it might get in the way of our health and our love. Am I making too much? Am I making too much as a woman? Am I making too much that this guy might feel like, I don't know, am I making too much, or she makes more money than me, I don't know. Ladies, are you making so much money that a guy can't take you on a date? Are you making so much money that a guy can't take you on a date? You know, and I've talked about the entertainment industry, and this is a question that I have to the women out there, not just in the entertainment industry, even to like, you know, whatever, you know, hey, if you're making 6 figures, 7 figures, you're a woman. If you're a woman out there, management, managers, CEOs, vice presidents, you know, actor or actresses, whoever it is. But really what I want to say is this, that's their personal business, and my business is my personal business, right, how I feel about it. But what I will say is this, you know, does a woman make too much money? Fellas, do you do that? You know, well, you know what, I'm not going to even bother, okay? Think about it. Your 9 to 5 is it? Your 9 to 5. And with my women out there, does he make enough money for you? And I know you might think this has nothing to do with it, but it does. Health, love, and your 9 to 5. Okay, your 9 to 5. Where is that taking you? What do you, what? And maybe it doesn't. And if your 9 to 5 is just your 9 to 5, then have a nice day. Health, love, and your 9 to 5. That's what it is. If it works, great. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. A new year. Happy new year. Happy new year. A new year. Happy new year. Okay, so moving right along, we have some great stuff this season. We're talking new episodes of Alisa Nicole Live. I definitely want to talk wedding season for my women out there my women out there are getting married. It's wedding season, and that's a wonderful thing. For those of us who are thinking about taking that next step, your host, Alisa Nicole, you know, I'm finally at that point where I'm like, you know what, I can finally take a guy, you know, a gentleman serious, and I'm at that point where I'm like, you know what, I was having a discussion, you know, with someone, and I'm like, you know what, okay. So I can take things to another level, right? I can discuss certain things. So wedding season, new episodes, wedding planning, a new way for us women out there. Wedding planning. You know, don't stress yourself out, and don't go putting in your 2 weeks if you're right. I'm planning a wedding, and but I'm putting in my 2 weeks. Okay, I'm planning a wedding, but I'm putting, you know, how are you paying for this wedding? How are you paying for this wedding? You know, it can be stressful, I understand, but just try to maintain some sort of something where, you know, you can just make it work. You're not stressing yourself out over this, but we're talking wedding season, new episodes, wedding season. I know you want to hear about that. Again, love Alisa Nicole, Twitter. I post when new shows are going to air. Also, too, let's see here. Okay, just a moment. So what else? What else is going on? And just a moment here. We have almost 5 minutes. Thank you for tuning in. And I appreciate my listeners listening. You can email show comments at alisanicolelive@gmail.com, show comments, if you want to make a show suggestion, a comment, whatever it is that you want to do. Last year we talked performing arts. Let's see here. Last year we talked the performing arts and social classes and upper, where are the social classes at with the performing arts? And you know what? I mean, I'm just going to keep things moving. But with that being stated, you know, I like to sometimes just think about where are we in society with where we have been or where we may have went to with certain topics. Social classes, effects on the performing arts, and I'll leave it at that. I don't really have any comments about it at this time. Don't worry, I'm not putting in my 2 weeks. Your host, Alisa Nicole, I'm not putting in my 2 weeks for Alisa Nicole Live, okay? Okay. I know you're like, really? You don't have an opinion? No, I don't have an opinion about the performing arts at this time and the social classes. I don't. Okay. So anyway, and I'm not going to talk about that either. Yikes. Right? That's how it gets. So hopefully everything went well, you know, over the holiday season. And I hope that everybody enjoyed, had a fun time, took some time to themselves to just really celebrate, you know, yourselves or someone else who or yourself, however it goes, you know. With that being stated, just a moment here. Okay, there was something that I wanted to tell my listeners about on today's show, and you know what? That's okay. We'll get there. We'll get there when I remember, or if let's see here. And that's okay. Again, the call-in number for my guests, if you're, or for my listeners, if you're listening, 929-477-1308. That's 929-477-1308. You're listening to Elisa Nicole Live. On today's show, we talked about health, love, and your 9 to 5, and I hope that everything is working well in your life with your 9 to 5, with your love and health, and that you're maintaining, or that you have the lifestyle that you want. That's what it's about, having the lifestyle right that you want for your life, to make sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle and you're maintaining good relationships with people. Okay, so, and as for myself, you know, it's just really important that I make sure that I inform my listeners, or let my listeners know about the things that I feel like are important, and this is certainly important. You know, really, when you talk about the new year, you really want to make sure that you're getting things, you're in that direction of where you want to, because that really takes you into the place where, I'll put it like this. Okay, and I made a note about it. Where is it? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Don't you just love when that happens, when you make a note of something and then you're like, where is it? And there it is. Okay, so today takes you in the direction of tomorrow. Is that true? Does today take you in the direction of tomorrow? And I don't know, that gives you something to kind of think about. Does today take you into the direction of tomorrow? And I'm not going to really talk too much more about health, love, and your 9 to 5, because I really want you to really do whatever it is that you want to do, okay? But it's important sometimes to just self-check. You know, I self-check myself, and you have to be responsible for yourselves. So that's that. I really want to talk about some things, though, this season, and it's not always about me, right? It's not always about me. And that's a good way, you know, especially with love. It's not always about you. There's other people, right? Or not. It's about a lot of different things. Okay, so hopefully everything with your health, your love, and your 9 to 5 is where you want it to be. Okay, thank you so much for listening to Elisa Nicole Live. And, you know, hopefully you're wearing finally the platforms that you should wear. You certainly don't have to wear platforms for myself. I was just, you know, thinking about some things, and in regards to platforms, you know, working your way up, you know, that's just how it is. We want to work our way up, right? To my leaders out there, let's work our way up, you know. And so, having on the right platforms, finding your platforms. I've spoken about it before. I hope you found your platforms. I found my platforms, right? I found my platforms. Thank you so much for really doing what it takes throughout the year. To those out there who are leaders, we need strong leaders, right? We need strong leaders who take us in the direction that we need to be in. And seeing some sort of something. So that's a great way to look at it. That's a great way to look at it. Okay, so we got 10 seconds. Okay, and thank you so much. Health, love, and your 9 to 5, make it work. Think about it before you go and put in that 2 weeks notice, okay? Monday. Make it work. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole. Thank you for listening to Elisa Nicole Live.